All right, you are opening up today's edition of Boots and Salutes. What's on your mind?
Yes, good morning. I would like to salute Henry Day-Days on what he's trying to accomplish. We had going down Central Avenue the other day on that new road where there the four lanes are. Now they're down to two because of the construction. And it was about 4 in the afternoon, lots of traffic, only two lanes, and coming towards us is a cyclist, and 10 feet away is a bike lane, nice new bike lane, and he's coming down on the road where the traffic is. We don't need him. Thank you.
Now, before you go, Henry Day-Day has written a letter to City Council. He wants them to have a plebiscite on the bike lanes, correct?
Right.
Okay. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Easier to say than I thought it was. Good morning, Boots and Salutes. What's on your mind? Hello, good morning, Boots and Salutes. All right, our phone lines are open at 306-938-0600 or 1-800-667-3727. Maybe bike lanes are something that you would like to discuss, or maybe you would like to discuss the prospect of not putting glass in our recycle bins anymore. First of all, it was those cheap plastic bags that were removed from the recycling stream because there was no margin in it, and it was just gumming up the works. Next up, it could be glass. Saw a story this morning. Saskatoon administration is proposing to City Council a partnership with Sarcan that would allow people to drop off their recyclable glass at a depot. Now, this is not necessarily bottles and cans, which you get a refund for, but this is the other recyclable glass that we tend to put into our blue bins. So rather than put it in the blue carts, where it seems that 90% of the glass is broken by the time it gets to the sorting station, so that makes it less efficient for recycling, so they would like to have it in the Sarcan deal. Good morning, Boots and Salutes. What's on your mind?
Good morning, Steve. How are you?
I'm good.
That's good. I have to salute Justin Trudeau for a change, because if it wasn't for him, the West wouldn't be talking about separating again. Thank you.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Hi. Avenue C, I think it's C, up by the brick, they recycle. They have a separate bin for glass. That's where I take my recycling most of the time, because other places just dump garbage in it anyways. So, okay.
Thanks for the call. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I read in the paper that Diddy was suggesting that we do not have bike lanes on Idaho Drive, and I agree with him 100%.
Thanks for your call. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning, gentlemen. The other day on Tuesday, I kind of witnessed a waste of our city money. Was that Archibald Park? There's three fellows with two compressors blowing out the lines, the water lines. And then, meanwhile, two guys were working, one guy was sitting in a truck. Along come about another 10 minutes, two more guys drove up with a truck. One guy sitting in the truck, the other guy was playing with a screwdriver, throwing it into the ground like it was a knife. What a waste, you know, and there's three vehicles tied up, five people, and we're paying for it. Thank you, sir.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yes, the salute that lady mentioned separation. If she wants to run for leader, I'll sign her papers. Thank you.
Thanks for your call, 306-938-0600 or 1-800-667-3727. Maybe you'd like to have your say online. We have that option for you as well, cjwwradio.com. And today the topic is whether or not you agree with what the city of Saskatoon describes as a new service that's being proposed, combining your garbage pickup with a new organics pickup as a utility bill instead of paying it through your property taxes. What are your thoughts? Are you okay with that? Would you agree with it if it was only the equivalent to what you'd pay on your property taxes anyway? Well, here are the results. So far, only 9% of respondents to have your say at cjwwradio.com are in favor of this being a utility bill as opposed to going through your property taxes. 59% completely opposed, and 31% will agree to it, but only if it's the equivalent of what you would pay on your property taxes anyway, which certainly does not seem to be the case. Go to our website, cjwwradio.com. Have your say there. Good morning, Boots and Salutes. What's on your mind?
Good morning. I would like to give a big salute to Tammy. from stopping me from getting scammed and stopping me from buying gift cards.
Nice. Thanks for the call. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yes, good morning. I'd like to boot Pierre Trudeau, because if it wasn't for him, we wouldn't have this problem with his offspring now. Thank you.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yes, good morning. I just want to say, these people booting everything. Today I'm going from my eighth day of chemo, and I'm just so happy I'm still here. So just everybody be happy instead of doing all this booting. Have a great day.
Thanks for your call. Yes, that sometimes puts that into perspective. We did have a text here that came in saying, I think they should get rid of bike lanes. I run a construction company, and we're constantly pulling trailers. And they keep making the streets downtown smaller and smaller. In some places, we have to start to go into the opposing lane just to get through. I think that these are a silly waste of time and space and money, talking about the bike lanes. So maybe that's under your skin. 306-938-0600 or 1-800-667-3727. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
I'd like to salute all the city workers. They work hard.
Thanks very much for your call. Maybe you were watching Thursday Night Football in the NFL last night, and you finally saw the Nike ad. This is the one with Colin Kaepernick, narrated by Kaepernick, showcasing various inspirational sports-related stories, including amateur athletes, football-playing homecoming queen, and Ironman participant who lost 120 pounds, recovered from a brain tumor. Some of the professional athletes that were in there who weren't mentioned at the very beginning when this all became a thing, Serena Williams, LeBron James, that Seattle Seahawks, Shaquem Griffin, who lost his left hand. It was amputated when he was young. He is also featured in that ad and goes on to become a professional football player. How incredible is that? I was listening to a discussion after it yesterday about Nike getting involved with this issue, and the comment was made, do you think they anticipated the reaction? Which absolutely they did. They knew that there was going to be blowback about it, because the upside is they sell more shoes, and that's what Nike is about. They're about selling shoes. They're not about public discourse. They saw this thing coming, and an interesting comparison was brought up about Coke. Somebody said, well, Coke probably thought there was great upside when they introduced New Coke way back when, and take a look how that turned out, which I thought was an interesting observation. Maybe you have one on another issue. I got more texts coming in here. Big salute to the fuel truck drivers who are keeping the farmers fueled up during the busy harvest season. Yeah, there's no doubt about that. So hope everybody has themselves a great harvest weekend. That's our edition of Boots and Salutes for this Friday morning, brought to you by Northern Factory Workwear, where they have you covered.